Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show. Today is episode 544. I want to give a shout out to a wonderful listener named Michelle, who shared my podcast and tagged me on social media and just gave a glowing, lovely review about how much she enjoys catching up on my episodes on Saturday mornings. So thank you, Michelle, for your enthusiasm and for sharing it with your community and your friends and family and for your wonderful support. I deeply, deeply appreciate it. I don't get a chance to interact with many listeners because of the way podcasts are set up. So whenever someone reaches out to me, I really, really appreciate it. So thanks, Michelle, for listening. And I'm thrilled that you are enjoying the show and getting some value out of it. So today we're going to talk about verse 56 of the Parents Tao Te Ching. Last week we talked about verse 55, your children have lessons to teach. Today, verse 66, you have lessons to learn. The lessons we most want to teach our children are the ones we have not yet learned ourselves. So we continually try to teach what we do not know. This is futile. Try instead to refrain from talking. Look carefully at the situation. Listen attentively. Let your mind be open to new understandings. You will learn what you need to know, and you will thus teach your children how to learn their own lessons. Nothing teaches children more than a parent who is willing to learn. What behavior in your children makes you anxious? What does that tell you about yourself? I love this episode. I think it is just terrific. I mean, I always call it an episode. I love this verse. I have worked with many parents, particularly moms, who find themselves struggling with their children over a certain thing. And when we dig down deeper, we find that the parent had a difficult experience just around the same age that their child is now. And so the parent is very anxious, fretful, worried, scared, maybe controlling, maybe suspicious of their child's behaviors or choices or whatever. And often, sometimes, of course, the suspicion and the worry and the concern about something is very legitimate and it's accurate. But sometimes it's not based on what's going on with the child, but it's something that happened in the parent that at the same age that is flaring up now that they don't even realize. So two examples I can share with you to illustrate this so that it makes a little more sense is I once worked with a mom who was struggling and fearful that her child was going to be bullied in school. And what she came to realize, which she didn't realize until it came up in our work together, is that she was bullied at the same age that her child was now at that point when we worked together. It was a huge aha moment for her. And she began to be able to untangle that knot and separate the two things and start to look at her child's situation through a more objective lens that was not being colored so much by her experience as a child at that same age. She was able to start mindfully noticing when her trauma was flaring up now in dealing with her child. And so it turned out that her child actually was navigating socially quite well. Her child had friends. Her child was well liked in school. Her child was not having any struggles or issues on the playground. There was actually nothing that ever flared up with her child. It was all fear that was flaring up in her because she was trying to avoid her child without even realizing it initially. She was trying to protect her child and avoid having to experience what she experienced at the same age. She didn't even realize it. So once we were able to uncover that, make that connection and start peeling back those layers and sorting it all out, then she was able to kind of, and we worked on certain mindfulness practices and ways to soothe her own inner child who was bullied at that age and calm that inner child down so that she could see more clearly what was happening with her child now, which was that her child was totally fine and there was nothing to worry about. Another example that I can give you is that I worked with a mom who was a bit wild as a very young teenager, 13, 14 years old. She got into drinking and having sex and all that kind of stuff at a very young age of 13 and 14. Then when her child was 12, suddenly she was saying, feeling distrustful and suspicious of everything her child was doing, and the child would want to meet with their friends to go to the mall or the movies, and she wanted to follow up and check on, find my iPhone and see if her child was really where they said they were going to be. And again, she didn't realize that her child was getting close to the same age where she started being wild and making poor choices and using poor judgment. And so the suspicion that she was feeling over her child at age 12, a late 12, was really about her childhood and had nothing to do with her child. It turned out that her child never ended up making poor choices at age 13 and 14 and wasn't hanging out with a questionable crowd and wasn't participating in drinking and partying and having sex. None of that stuff. It was all about the mom's experience. And so once we could make that connection again, peel back those layers and see how her childhood experiences were impacting how she was interacting with her child now, she was able to start untangling that knot and seeing her child for who they really are in this moment, not seeing almost like a holographic image of herself at the same age. So it's very, very important that we learn what it is that we're supposed to learn and we're open to those lessons. The end of this verse says, what behavior in your children makes you anxious, and what does that tell you about yourself? And I think that is so, so valuable to think about that and to know about that, because
if we keep allowing our experiences to taint our experiences as a child, to taint what how we're interacting with our child now, it's not going to help us have a clean, clear connection to our child. So I hope that makes sense. I hope you got some value out of this episode. And as always, thank you for listening. And if you haven't yet done so, please stop by iTunes and leave a review on this podcast, because that's how other parents find it. So I would be eternally grateful if you would do that. Okay, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very clear-seeing day. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.